With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Saturday, President Trump setting a 48-hour deadline for Iran to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or the United States would, in his words, obliterate Iran's power plants. Now, in response to that, Iran warned the waterway would be completely closed immediately if the U.S. followed through. What happens next is anyone's guess. President Trump's decision to order federal immigration agents to U.S. airports to help with security, drawing a few concerns their presence might escalate tensions among some air travelers and screeners. Department of Homeland Security says hundreds of officers will be deployed. National Weather Service meteorologist Matthew Foster in Hawaii says the worst of the flooding there is over.
The good news is the water eventually just goes out to the ocean, and there's a quick time between, because we're just small islands, right? So it quickly goes downstream out to the ocean and recedes pretty quickly here. So the type of flooding we get in Hawaii is more of your flash flooding. It goes up really quick and goes down really quick.
A day after the nationwide collapse of Cuba's grid.
The streets of Havana, Cuba are coming back to life Sunday, a day after a nationwide collapse of the entire grid left millions of people without power for the third time this month. Cuba is facing an unprecedented energy crisis. Its aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, but the government also blames the outages on a U.S. energy blockade. President Donald Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. He's demanding that Cuba release political prisoners and move toward political and economic liberalization in return for a lifting of sanctions. I'm Donna Water.
This is SRN News. Well, Britain is moving to expand abortion. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A bill that would decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth is advancing in Parliament. The House of Lords could have approved an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill that would have removed the decriminalization language, but did not. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says British lawmakers have, quote, shown little regard for public opinion and have dehumanized the unborn to a shocking new degree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Data compiled by the University of Massachusetts finds every major escalation in the Middle East sends shockwaves far beyond the region, resulting in violence against Jewish communities. In the year following the Hamas attack on Israel in October 2023, Anti-Defamation League recorded 9,500 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. That's the highest figure in the ADL audit's 46-year history. This is SRN News. National Mammal of the United States getting on the America's 250th birthday celebration.
Three bison statues cast in bronze have taken up a permanent display outside the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington. The statues made their public debut in the nation's capital this week. The bison earned its official status as the nation's mammal under a law signed by former President Obama in 2016. Millions of bison once roamed the Great Plains, but were nearly driven to extinction in the 1800s. The exhibit, Bison Standing Strong, will be open through May 2029. John Scott reporting.
Statue of Christopher Columbus placed on the grounds of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House. It is the latest effort by President Trump to recognize the explorer. The statue is a replica of the one that was tossed into Baltimore's harbor in 2020. More details, srnnews.com.